Mix 106.5.
Hello, what's going on, everybody? Happy Tuesday. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
Did you see this pickle story?
Which one?
I drove past Ann Pizza. Do you know what Ann Pizza is? Like one of those places you walk in, they can, like, it's like a Subway, but for pizza. Basically, they make the pizza the way you want it, you know?
Oh, no.
And they have this pizza right now where it's like, it's a pickle pizza.
Okay.
And if you're a pickle person, and like, you're probably really excited about that. Pickles are like one of the very polarizing things.
Everyone understands. Is like Popeyes has their pickle menu.
Well, that's
like,
right.
Everyone's pickles, like, coming out.
Pickles, you know, are big, I mean? Right now. Pickles. Yeah. Well, I bring this up because pickles searches are surging right now for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
The searches for pickles on Google are up 200% for some reason right now. I'll go over some of the things that people are searching, and we got to figure out like why people are searching this. Like, for example, pickled devil eggs. Okay, I think that's fine. Is it okay to drink pickled juice? Is up 110%.
Are pickles healthy? Is that on there?
That's not on there.
That's something that I've Googled myself.
Pickle juice popsicles is up 200. Like, even if you're a pickle person, we got to question some of these. Like, I don't think I could do a pickle. I like pickles, but like,
actually, you know what? When we tried the pickle lemonade, it was cool, but I felt like it would have been really, really tasty if there was just a ton of ice in it. So maybe like a frozen frosty type. So maybe a pickle actually could be down. I could be down for a pickle actually.
My mouth is still
a pickle popsicle
right now. All right, let's go through some of these other things that are trending right now. Pickle flavors. For some reason, everyone's searching pickles right now. Pickle flavored whiskey.
Okay,
high right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess
like a pickle bag. Yeah. That makes sense.
Great minds.
Pickle flavored ketchup.
Okay, yeah,
Big right now. I could do
like
that.
Like relish and ketchup together.
Pickle-flavored vodka is high right now.
Okay.
Pickle-flavored chicken is high. I guess that would be okay.
Totally makes sense.
And then pickle-flavored jelly beans searches are like oddly high right now. Which like, I don't know that would be good. I don't know that would. That's for like you guys that go and buy those Harry Potter jelly beans that taste like farts and stuff. I'll never understand.
All like the crazy flavors, yeah.
Like that one, like I don't think. But if you're a pickle person, man, like this is going to be your season. This is like, I can feel it. It's like, it's going to be. When's the pickle festival happening?
I feel like, didn't that already pass?
Did we already miss it this year?
It's in summer.
Has it been that long?
I think it's in like August.
Yeah, there's
maybe?
Like a pickle festival downtown.
And it's so fun too. It's like a massive thing.
I know it's coming up, but we haven't missed it already.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
The world's largest rubber duck is coming back to Maryland. Mama Duck, as she is known, will be at the Big Little Town Fest in Crisfield this summer. The festival runs August 1st through August 3rd at Crisfield American Legion Post 16. The bright yellow rubber duck is 6 stories high, weighs about 8,000 pounds, and takes about 90 minutes to inflate. As of right now, there's no other word yet about additional stops possibly taking place in Maryland this summer, but you can follow Mama Duck's travels on her website, thebigduck.us.
Number two.
It is Tax Day Tuesday, and a few fast food chains are offering deals and freebies just to maybe help the day feel a little less stressful. Krispy Kreme is giving you a second dozen original glazed for just the price of sales tax when you buy any dozen. Over at Burger King, they've got 1 cent cheeseburgers for rewards members with $1 purchase. And over at Shake Shack, if you spend $10.40, you can get a free black truffle menu item. You just have to use the code TRUFFLE. Full tax, and they're actually running that deal now through April 27th.
How's everybody feeling with tax day? Like, are you paying today? Are you getting money back? I always like to ask this on tax day because it's such a polarizing day for people, because some days you're getting those big refunds and you're feeling real good. And then some days, man, we talk to people sometimes, like especially people that own businesses, Jess, and then we'll get those calls. People are like, I owe $200,000. And we're always like, wait, what? Like,
Number one.
Blue Origin's first all-female-led flight crew completed its mission to space and touched down in West Texas. The mission spent a total of 10 minutes and 21 seconds in space, spending several minutes in zero gravity. The crew was led by writer and philanthropist Lauren Sanchez. It also included Katy Perry, Gail King, Amanda Nguyen, a bioastronautics research scientist and sexual violence survivor advocate, Alicia Bowie, a former NASA rocket scientist and STEM advocate, as well as Carrie Ann Flynn, a film producer. And Katy Perry explained why she sang What a Wonderful World during the historic Blue Origin spaceflight.
It's not about me. It's not about singing my songs. It's about a collective energy in there. It's about us. It's about making space for future women and taking up space and belonging. And it's about this wonderful world that we see right out there and appreciating it. This is all for the benefit of Earth.
It was crazy.
Why was she getting, I feel like she was getting just dragged yesterday online.
Wait, why?
I don't know. I saw so many memes making fun of her. Why?
Is it because she kissed the ground when she landed?
I'm not sure. I just
I mean, maybe. Who cares? She just went to space.
About Katy Perry and like just going to space in general. Was there a reason of why people were making fun of her so hard?
I really don't understand why. I think that's actually kind of sad. Yeah. I think that was a massive accomplishment. And if people want to make fun of her for something, I think that misses the entire point.
Is there a reason
whatever.
Of why it was Katy Perry though? Was there a reason of why they picked her?
I'm really not sure how the team was put together and how people were selected. But I think what a really cool story that came out of this, like for example, Aisha Bowe, a former NASA rocket scientist, her 92-year-old grandfather was there. And when they interviewed him, he said, there was a point in my life where I didn't have access to transportation. Mm. And now I'm watching my granddaughter go up into space. Yeah. And so I think something like that, witnessing that, there's only one time all women are going up for the first time. And that took place yesterday. And I think that's really cool. Yeah. This is Jess, and that's your top three.
Are peeps actually good? Or is it just some sort of like marshmallow confusion that we've forced ourselves to eat all these years?
When Jess has a dilemma and is put to the test, she turns to her family because nieces know best.
Yeah. What's up? Welcome to this edition of Nieces Know Best. If you don't know what this is kind of like our weekly family sitcom. And if you don't know Jess's nieces, let's introduce those ladies to you, Jessica.
I'm very close to my family. All my family is on the West Coast. And so once a week, I talk to my nieces, Abby and Maya. Abby is 13. Maya is 10. Just about different things that are going on in my life because I think kids are just very honest and they can't help themselves. And I really wanted their honest opinion on peeps. It's Easter on Sunday, and I'm confused. Like, do we actually like them, or is this kind of just something that we are forcing ourselves to do every year?
With Easter being this Sunday, I wanted to ask you guys, do kids actually like eating the marshmallow candy peeps, or is that just an assumption that everybody has? Abby, you go first.
I mean, I like eating peeps. It's not my favorite. I'm personally not a fan of marshmallows, but I like it. I just prefer something different.
Maya, what do you think?
Honestly, what does it taste like?
Honestly, I was about to ask all the same question. Like, what do you even think peeps actually taste like? Like, what is the flavor?
They taste like sugar.
Okay.
And they taste like the color they are.
Like yellow and purple and pink?
Yes, you can taste colors.
Wait, so Maya, do you even like eating peeps though, or no?
I never had one.
Do you think that you haven't had a peep before because you weren't interested in trying it?
They just weirded me out.
Okay, they freaked you out, so you were like, I don't want to try it.
Yeah.
Okay, no, that's the information that I was honestly curious about. Thanks, guys. Love you.
Love you. Love you.
It always seems like it'd be like the fun thing. You know, obviously, the Easter Bunny, as he's putting together Easter baskets, or maybe like, you know, a parent just getting their kid an Easter treat, two separate entities, obviously. It seems like it's the fun thing to get, but like...
I'm so left confused from that conversation.
Right.
I think both of them did not get... What do you mean? Even when Abby was like, I mean, so that's a no. Like, so that's a no.
Right. Like, I don't...
What do they taste like?
I don't know. Actually, is there... Are there any parents listening right now that have kids that have never had peeps before in their life that maybe would be willing to do like an honest review for us? You know what I mean? Like you could go out today and like get peeps for your kids and like give them to them for the first time and get their review.
Like, what does it actually taste like?
Like the instant, like the instant review of like what your kids like automatic instant review of Peeps were, because I can't remember. I feel like I liked Peeps as a kid. Like as an adult, I hate them now. Do you like Peeps?
No, they confuse me because I don't know what I'm eating when I eat them. Like
it's
searching.
It's like this overload of sugar. Like unlike any other candy that you eat. And that's called Nisa's Know Best.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000 Minute.
Mix 106.5.
Yo, $1,000 on a Tuesday? What? That'd be awesome, right? Free gas from Dashin is what we're playing for today. Caller 10 is up. Hi, who's this?
This is Brooke.
Hi, Brooke. Good morning. You're number 10.
Hey, Brooke.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, no.
Let's do it.
Brooke, it's like we caught you off guard. Like, you realize that somebody's
yeah,
got to...
I wasn't expecting. I'm going to pull over.
Okay, so you pull over. You take your time and get ready for this, okay? It's funny. Someone's actually got to get in. I think people call and don't expect that actually someone does have to get through.
No, I call all the time.
Oh, my God. Well, here you are. Have you played before?
I played when it was the old game.
The old game.
Oh,
well,
now
it's the new game. And there's a lot more at stake here. So let's go to Jess. We'll explain all the new rules, and then we're going to play for this $1,000. Jess, how do we do it?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free Dash and gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now remember, you can actually pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we'll go back to them only if there's time at the end. Brooke, you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. Which letter comes after T in the alphabet?
U.
Correct. Question number two. What is a male bee called?
Pass.
Question number three. What actor played Noah in The Notebook? Or you can pass if you want. You can pass. No problem.
Pass.
Okay, question number four. A roll of tape is 30 meters long. If you use 12 meters, how much is left?
18.
Correct. Question number five. Antwerp is a city in which country?
Pass.
Question number six. On what day are personal income taxes due in the United States?
April 14th.
It's not the 14th. We really got to get that right. Brooke, that's important.
Well, mine are already done. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Go ahead, Brooke. Pop off, girl. She's like, sorry, I did my stuff on time. Okay.
Is
it today, the 15th?
It's today.
Yeah, it's today.
It's all right. That's okay.
It's okay.
At least you got yours done, so I'm not as concerned.
Good job. I think you did really good on number one. That was crazy you did that so fast. I would have had to say the alphabet in my mind to even get that letter.
I was second guessing myself before we started because I was like, wait, which one's which? Okay,
she's a teacher. Okay, that makes sense. Question number two, what is a male bee called?
A drone.
Yes,
a drone.
That's a drone, which that's crazy. I had no idea.
Yep.
Question number three, what actor played Noah in The Notebook?
Ryan Gosling.
Yep, that's Ryan Gosling. Number five, Antwerp is a city in which country?
Belgium.
That one's Belgium. And let's see how you would have done on question number seven. What is the name of the Pillsbury Doughboy?
Yo, this is wild. Does anyone
I didn't know he had a name.
I thought his name was the Pillsbury Doughboy.
No, his name is Poppin' Fresh.
Does anyone know that? This mother has a name.
Poppin' Fresh. Also, Poppin' Fresh is the freshest name he could possibly have.
Like, he has a name? Yes, y'all.
That's wild.
If you don't believe that, Google it. His name is Poppin' Fresh. Like, what?
So sick. Now I'm not going to call him anything else.
Wow. Okay, so yeah, Pillsbury Doughboy's real name is Poppin' Fresh, and we all learned something today. Hey, Brooke, I'm glad you called. It's all good. Glad your taxes are done, and so that's taken care of.
Awesome. Thank you. Have a good one.
Have a good day, Brooke, and make sure to head to Dashin and use their top-tier performance gas. That means fuel at Dashin meets performance standards set by some of the leading auto brands. Fill up with top-tier gasoline at Dashin.
Has anybody ever told you that you look like an unflattering celebrity before? Like, if you get a flattering celebrity, like somebody like, oh my gosh, you look just like, I don't know, somebody that you're like, oh, that's so flattering. Thank you so much. That's great. That's the best feeling ever. But if somebody tells you you look like somebody unflattering, I don't even know what you're supposed supposed to say back. I was stunned. Like, I didn't even know what to say in return to that. Mm-hmm. Even if it's been 3 days now, I still don't know like the proper comeback.
What?
When you're not
still thinking about it three days later.
I am, like, shook off this. We were the O's game for Jess's hot dog
race. This happened on Sunday at the hot dog race at Camden Yards.
It's when Garage Boy and I were sitting there, and this woman comes up to me, and she goes, Kramer, oh my gosh, there's something I've always wanted to tell you. I don't know if you get this a lot. And I was nervous because I never know where this is going to go. And she goes, does anyone ever told you that you look like the modern day Macaulay Culkin? And I was like,
what does that mean?
No, like, no one's ever literally told me I look like modern day Macaulay Culkin.
Now, when he was little?
No, modern day Macaulay Culkin. Not Macaulay Culkin when he was a cute little kid in Home Alone. Like Macaulay Culkin modern day. Now, Macaulay Culkin, I mean, like,
What's wrong with Macaulay Culkin modern day? Him and Brenda Song out here living their best life.
They
are extremely cute.
There's nothing wrong with not somebody that, like, you would come up to and say you look just like modern day Macaulay Culkin. He's not like a heartthrob that you would want to go after.
So that's the bigger issue. You want to be called a heartthrob. I think that's actually what the conversation is.
He's not like an attractive, super attractive
guy. That's what you want, / expect?
And I sat back and I was like, wow, no. I sat there. I sat stunned and I was like, I know no one's ever, never told me that before. I've never gotten modern day Macaulay Culkin.
Have you looked at him recently?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
And I'm just making sure because like recently, like he has more scruff and everything
he
like
look
that.
Great.
I disagree with that. Brenda look fantastic.
He doesn't look great. He doesn't look great.
In fact, a weird looking dude.
Thank you.
But me and many women love a weird looking dude.
You guys didn't see their recent photo shoot as a couple. How cute was that?
It's not to me, y'all. There probably is not many other people that you could say like worse than modern day Macaulay Culkin.
But it's not like Macaulay you're getting Culkin, Macaulay Culkin like back in the day when he was strung out. You're not getting called that.
Yeah.
You're getting called Macaulay who has his life together and he's happily in a relationship and he loves his kids.
Or
like,
you know what?
That's
no.
what, like
y'all.
That's
not even weird looking. He's like unique.
There you go.
But good unique. It's not something that like I feel like you should only tell people they look like celebrities if it's like a celebrity that you know they're gonna be flattered by.
Well, that's I don't know who this person was that came up to you, but like what if she like loves Macaulay Culkin and that's her favorite person ever?
She didn't seem like she was excited to tell me this. This didn't seem like she
was.
I have
to ask Garage, but wait, was he listening to you or no?
This doesn't seem like he was there.
Did he witness this interaction?
He didn't seem like I can't wait
to ask him about this.
I can't wait to like tell you that you look just like Macaulay Culkin, but I didn't know like how to respond to this. Anybody ever been told they look like an unflattering celebrity? And like what did you say back? And like how do you manage that like to this day? It's just like thanks, Macaulay Culkin. All right. Taylor from Westminster. Hi, good morning.
Hi.
You were told you look like who?
I was told by a history teacher that I look like Sarah Bareilles.
Wrong with that? That woman is gorgeous. Okay, you know what?
I think
this conversation is really...
Hang on. Let's hear her out.
Listen, think she's a very attractive woman as well, but they followed up the response with a smaller nose, of course.
Okay, because she does have a larger nose.
So
I can see if you're insecure. Do you mind if I ask if you have a larger nose? Taylor.
I don't think so.
Okay. So I could see it maybe if like I was insecure with my nose. If I had a body part that I was insecure about and somebody was like, oh my God, you look just like this person. They were known for having like a larger size.
I think Sarah Bareilles with the size of her nose is absolutely gorgeous.
I could see where that might bother me a little bit. Okay. All right. Let's move on. And by the way, you don't have this conversation. 410-583-1065.
Is Heather on 3 in Bel Air.
Hi, Heather. Good morning.
Good morning.
What celebrity were you told that you looked like that you were kind of offended by?
Lisa Kudrow from Friends.
What the heck is wrong with Lisa Kudrow now? I know y'all not talking about my girl like that.
Wait, what? What's
wrong? I don't want to be the smelly cat lady.
What are you talking about? She's the best. It's
so you're saying
cat, what are they feeding you? She cared.
You.
She cared. She was saving lives.
is it the character that you got offended by?
No, I mean, why couldn't I look like Jennifer Aniston
or
somebody
that's
prettier?
That's fair. If I'm gonna be friends, I don't want. If I'm gonna be the three of them,
I definitely don't.
I don't want to be.
Y'all are tripping.
Okay, hang on. Let's talk. By the way, we got a text from. It says I was told I look like the poor Kim Kardashian. Like, I don't want to be the poor Kim.
Why not? None of us have her money. We are all compared to her. Yes, we all are poor, y'all. We got to change our standards of what's going on here.
Wait. Sean from St. Michael. Hi. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, this is your husband, and he hates this. What do people tell me he looks like? Who?
Jack Black.
Now,
I love Jack Black.
I know.
But he hates
this. He does look like him, but my husband's a lot taller. We were out eating dinner in Easton, and the bartender came up to us and was like, I have to ask you this, but the patrons down at the end of the bar want to know if you're Jack Black. I told my husband he should have gone with it.
Take the picture. People love Jack Black.
Now, hang on. People love Jack Black, but let's be honest. He's not the most physically attractive.
I would have hooked up with him in the holiday.
I don't think so, yeah.
So I could see why possibly he might be a little offended by that.
Garage Boy and I went on our very first married couple friends day.
Why does it sound like it's like romantic at this point?
It was a big deal. Like, Garage Boy literally, as we were getting ready, he's like, why do I feel like I'm getting ready for a first date?
I know, that's what
he literally said that. And I was like, because low key, it's like, is it going to work out or is it not? And it's something that you can't be forced to do. So last week I told you guys that I was about to go on our very first, make our very first married couple friends, right? And this is a big deal for Garage Boy and I, because this would be friends that both of us are going into the relationship as new.
Yeah.
Okay. And also in Maryland.
Right.
Because we don't have any married couple friends yet.
And neither of you were really like connected either. It wasn't like this was like your friend and their spouse. Like, you guys are both kind of going into this like with neither ties. Yeah,
exactly. And it was really cool because I met Louis at an event a while ago, and it was Garage Boy and I met him, and we clicked with him immediately. Yeah. And you probably follow him on Instagram. He's actually like a pretty well-known foodie influencer, Be More Food. Yeah. And we just clicked with him. It was like natural. And he's like, oh, you guys, we all should go get together, like with his then fiance. Now they're married. And it just worked out to where he was going to be reviewing a restaurant. And him and his wife, Allie, invited us to dinner last Friday. We went to Bidia Love or Birria Love in Parkville. And it went very well. You guys, we have our very first married couple friends. It was so much fun.
See, so here's the question I have, because this is the one thing that gets tricky when you have four people all combined.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all four have to get along.
Yes.
Right? And that's where it gets tricky, because this is what I told Jess, is that it's hard. Like the two of you, like you and Louie might get along,
mm-hmm.
but like, do Garage Boy and Louie get along? Like, do you get along with Louie's wife? Like, does everyone have to really vibe for you to have a married couple vibe? Like, everyone has to truly get along and have a good time, or it's never going to work. I promise you, if one person doesn't get along with one person in the group, it's done. You guys, like, you might like okay, yeah, every 6 months you might pull it together. But
you want everyone to be able to vibe
to have
and
a
like
good time,
do things together.
Or it's not worth it. Do you truly feel like everyone in that group had a good time? Or do you feel like there's somebody that wasn't vibing with one person in the group?
It felt so natural. And the one thing, listen to me, you guys have no idea how happy I am. Because Garage Boy and I literally, this is what we were talking about. It did not feel forced.
Yeah.
Both of them separately reminded us of different family members of ours.
Oh.
So when we were hanging out, it felt so natural.
Yeah.
Something that I really appreciated about them is, so Garage Boy is definitely on the quieter side. He's more of like an observer.
He's
you
a quiet
know?
Storm.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And I appreciated that there were times where like they wouldn't it didn't feel pushy.
Yeah.
Like, he felt comfortable, and then they would ask him specific questions to get him involved. But it wasn't like, because sometimes when we hang out and people notice Garage Boy's quietness, it makes them awkward. So it makes them try to interact with him even more, which makes him really uncomfortable.
More awkward,
it
right?
makes him more awkward.
Yeah.
And like, that wasn't the case.
Yeah.
It just felt like we had kicked it before.
Right.
And
I just loved it so much.
Like, I don't think I've seen anybody talk about a first date more excited than I've seen you talk about your first married couple relationship.
Nice,
everything worked out really good. And it seems like, y'all, let's clap for this
Yay!
One. Y'all. Jess made her very first married couple friend. I'm excited about this one. Do you write THX instead of thanks in text messages? Because apparently if you do, you're coming off rude.
Here we go.
New things we got to worry about, apparently, this morning.
Ugh, I'm sick of this already.
This is Mix 106.5. It's Kramer and Jess. Hi, good morning. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to the show. Yeah, there's a new survey out today talking about if you're people like abbreviations, but apparently if you're abbreviating things too much, like, for example, things like THX instead of thanks, or PLZ instead of please, SRY instead of sorry. People are taking it nowadays as you just don't have time for them, or it's coming off like just almost too short for them.
What?
And in text message language, it just seems like you didn't put any effort into your writing. Like, IDK, like, come on, you can't write I don't know for me? It's like, you don't care enough to write I don't know.
I can't.
Okay, I'm actually really triggered by this because my one ex used to get so mad at me because he'd be like, I find it really lazy and uncaring when you, like, abbreviate your text.
Really? For stuff like that?
That is so annoying.
And he and I would, like, constantly fight about it because I was like, why do you want me to type in a way that's not authentic to me? Like, I still am texting you so much, well, but I'm just abbreviating the use.
It's also, we're typing.
Like, I know.
Like, the point of texting is kind of, like, if you actually really wanted the conversation, then, like, call the person.
Yeah.
So why are you beefing over putting IDK, my BFF Jill? Like, get over it.
Does that bother you then? Does it bother you if somebody, does it come off rude to you then? And I think this is a discussion we need to have. Does it come off rude to you? And everyone's answer is going to be a little bit different.
Yeah.
If somebody types in, like, THX versus thanks, does that bother you? Does it come off rude to you, Jess?
No.
No?
Not at all.
Charlotte, no?
Uh-uh.
To me, it's fine. The only thing I ever had a problem with my ex-wife is when she would put I-L-Y versus I love you. For some reason, that would really irk me.
What?
It's just like, yo, if you love me, then type it out.
Oh,
you got
God.
The time to type out I love you. Like, I-L-Y, don't be lazy on love. You can be you can be lazy on, like, thanks. Don't be lazy on love.
Here's my issue with texting in general is that texting, I feel like people fight over it for no reason because you can't hear inflection. Like, whether or not you put a period or not, whether or not there's spacing or something like that. I just don't see why people look into it so much because the point of a text is literally
to be quick.
Quickness, yeah. To be quick. So why would you get upset about someone when they're literally utilizing the tools that they're given in order to get a message to you quicker when that is the purpose of text messaging?
Wars begin over text messaging. I mean, friendships end because of text messaging.
Oh my God. Someone said my friend types in all lowercase and it makes me feel like she's not interested.
That was another thing
me and my ex would find out.
Well, that's what I did too. Let's discuss this. Like, what hurts your feelings or what bothers you when people do over text messaging? Do you want to text us or call us 410-583-1065? Like, what do you think is rude? What comes across as rude in text messaging to you? Because everyone's going to have, like, a different story. Like, for example, if someone doesn't use punctuation, does that bother you?
No.
Like,
because I'm not in school.
If someone doesn't, like, put, like, if they say okay, but they don't put, like, an exclamation point, do you feel like they're not that excited? Sometimes that bothers me.
Okay, that's the only thing I get stressed about.
Is no exclamation points?
It's not the lack of punctuation. It's if you go out of your way to put a weird period.
Oh.
That's what makes me anxious.
So if I say okay period versus okay exclamation point, that's
it's
a problem.
Like it's like either don't punctuate it or make it sound nice.
You guys.
Okay. How about this?
God.
Is it rude if people only reply with an LOL or a ha ha?
No.
Is
all I
rude?
Do is LOL. All I do is LOL. And like, here's my deal. Is like if iPhone literally created the feature for me to be able to like, comment, and heart things, like why wouldn't I do that? Why wouldn't I do that?
That to me, that comes across as you didn't put any, like you basically to me just shut the conversation down.
If you really need something from me, then call me and talk to me with your voice. Don't come at me over some technology text messages, okay?
This is going to get heated. Like, what do you think is rude via text messaging? Dave is in street. Dave, what do you think is rude to do over text messaging?
All right, so there's two things that drive me nuts, whether it's, like, anything through written text. It's when it's your birthday and people say, like, HBD or something like that. They can't type out happy birthday.
That feels half-assed to you.
Dave!
That feels like it.
Dave. What about this? What if they text HBD, but they send it with, like, balloons with the background?
Yeah, it's awful. Just either call me or text me the full word.
So you don't even want HBD with the balloon effect. It needs to be happy birthday all typed out.
He wants the whole thing.
Yeah, it just feels lazy. And then the worst thing besides that, it's by far the worst, is I hate when people respond with either the thumbs up or thumbs down emoji.
Why not?
Okay, I was going to ask that one.
Literally how I text
Jess,
every day.
You would hate being friends with Jess then. Literally.
Why? You text me, I saw it. Like what else do I need to say?
And she doesn't even give you the emoji. She just does the reaction to it. I'm like, you literally put zero effort into this.
That
like,
is a feature on the phone
it's
that
the
we
reaction.
Were. Okay.
Yeah, the reaction. Like, thanks for zero effort today.
If you say, hey, do you want to come to dinner? And then somebody just like clicks the iPhone thing with a thumbs up as like a yes.
Yep.
Instead of just typing yes, that drives me nuts.
Don't be friends with Jess. You'll literally hate yourself.
If y'all think that is so bad and y'all complaining about people being lazy, then why don't you go ahead and type my phone number in your phone and call me?
No, we don't have time for that.
Then, go ahead.
I need a little bit more effort, but not that much effort.
If you don't have time for that, then accept my thumbs up.
Thanks, Dave, man. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, have a good one.
I think we've really upset the people now that hate the reactions on text messages. Rich, you also hate the reactions on there?
Yeah, actually. The thumbs up emoji, especially with your significant other.
Oh,
it can be, especially if you're talking about, texting about something of substance within a relationship, whatever, and then, she'll sit there and hit you back with just a thumbs up. Like, girl, don't even do that. You might as well just give me the middle finger.
Like, at this point, I don't even know we're in a relationship
That's
a anymore.
Middle finger.
I think we just broke up at
Come
this point.
On.
Man. That's bad, yep.
Hi, I'm Lauren from Olney. Am I a bad mom for refusing to hang out with my daughter's friend's obnoxious moms?
Jesus.
I don't think so. I don't even know the story, and I already don't think you are.
Oh, boy. All right. It's Mix 106.5. It's Kramer and Jess. It's that time of week where parents ask other parents to have their parenting judged, and that's what you're here for. So, Jess, what exactly do we need help with? What's going on?
Parents call in and just kind of share a situation when someone has called them a bad parent in their life, a bad mom or a bad dad, and we just take a look at the situation of how did this even happen in the first place?
So why are we refusing to hang out with other parents? What's happening?
Okay, so my daughter just left for Six Flags, and she really wanted me to go.
Oh, it's spring break. I forgot. Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, she wanted me to go, and I love that she wants me to be around, right? She's still at that age. But I cannot stand the other moms. They're gossipy and catty, and I just can't spend the whole day with them. It's exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
But my daughter, she called me a bad mom because I wouldn't go. And now I'm just like, did I mess up? I called my best friend, and she said, no, that's just kind of the deal. Like, you have to deal with other parents.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, your daughter's best friends, those are their moms. So it's kind of like, these are the women who you would be around the most.
Yes.
And
yes.
They all went. All the girls went, and all their moms went. You're the only one that didn't go.
I'm the only one that's not there.
You don't like them. Oh, damn, man. Is it all the time, or just like this event?
No, I mean, I'll drop her off to stuff, and I'm pleasant to these women.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll never stay?
I cannot stand to spend time with them. It is just so draining.
Yeah.
And all of the other parents, they'll all hang out together.
Yeah, they'll hang around each other. And I love having the girls over because their moms don't stay. The kids are great.
So that's not the issue. Yeah, so that's not the issue of like, you still let your daughter have stuff over at the house. You're just not trying to mingle with the moms ever.
Damn.
Yeah, really.
So that's okay. So this is tough because that means something to your daughter. I mean, I can imagine like if everybody's parents like kicking it, I'm sure, especially today, if they're all going to Six Flags and like your mom's the only one that's not there and everybody else's mom is there. I mean, that would mean something to me as a kid. Well, let's talk about this. 410-583-1065. We need some parents on the phone for this. So Lauren's saying, hey, I love my kid. It's cool she's got best friends, but I got to be honest. I don't like her friend's parents at all. And I don't really like to hang out with them at all.
Yeah.
But it really bothers my daughter that I don't like to hang out with them. My daughter called me a bad mom because I won't stay and hang out. But am I? 410-583-1065.
Does your daughter know that you do not like the other moms?
No, I never let her know that.
Okay, yeah. It's not like you're trash talking them to your daughter or anything like that. I think that would be inappropriate. But I don't think that you should be forced to hang out with them. It's not like you said, no, you're not allowed to go to Six Flags because I'm not going. And you're having the girls over for a sleepover tonight. So you're still involved.
Am I the only person that and this is no offense, but it feels a little selfish to me. And maybe
she's still hosting a sleepover tonight.
No, I know,
though.
But I'm just imagining your daughter like down at Six Flags today and like your daughter just like standing there like without that moment with her mom just because you don't want to like have to BS for a couple of hours. And I get it, that's a long day and have a lot of BS, but I kind of feel like I think that might be kind of part of the role, but maybe I'm wrong. And this is why we had to put like a parent panel together this morning. Like if you're a parent, like hop in on this. Is that the wrong move to make? Like, do you have to kind of BS the parents that you don't want to, or are you like, yo, all right, yo, it's boundaries. I don't want to be around these people. Like yeah. I'm out. Is that the wrong move or the right move to just like never be around them, even if it bothers your kids? Who's up, Jess?
This is Hope on 4 in Jarrettsville.
What up, Hope?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
We're good. Right move or wrong move? Okay.
So I'm not gonna lie, it's a combo. Mm-hmm. Okay. I've been in that situation where one parent gave me such anxiety that like I cried. My daughter's like, you don't have to go with them. I'm like, I appreciate that. 'Cause she sees that I'm struggling. Right.
Yeah.
And she'll be 10 this year too. So I can resonate with the 10-year-old,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, you kind of also want to be, put your big britches on and say, okay, I'm doing this for the kid. I'll stay introverted and just kind of keep to myself. If they start asking me what's wrong, I'm like, nothing. I'm just having an off day.
Mm-hmm. So now, between the two, though, would you say that she should go or she shouldn't? If there's only one.
Would say she should have gone.
Okay.
Should have gone, but it doesn't make her a bad mom feeling the way she feels.
Yeah, okay.
You understand and you relate to the feeling, but you still think she should have gone.
Yeah, for sure.
That's a hard call. That's fair. I think she's had a hard call to make, and I can completely understand where she's at. Thank you for calling us.
This is Ashley on 1 in White Marsh.
What's up, Ashley?
Hello.
So tell us, I mean, do you think she made the right move by not going today?
I don't think she did. I definitely wouldn't say she's a bad mom.
Yeah, of course.
Moms have enough slack as it is.
Yeah.
But I would say your daughter's 10, and for her to want you to go with her, I mean, you should embrace that as long as you can, because soon enough, like, the teenage years are coming and she's probably not going to want you around as much.
That's a good point.
I definitely understand not liking all the moms. I just had to take mine to a birthday party and it was the most uncomfortable thing because I have zero in common with any of the other parents.
Right.
It's like, but you kind of just, like, you just suck it up. You make some small talk and you just look at it as like making memories with your kid. And it's something that they're enjoying. And I mean, as parents, we all make sacrifices for our kids.
Yeah.
So I think it's kind of just take one for the team and
okay.
It's a day at Six Flags. I mean, it could be far worse.
Worse. Could be far better, though, too, but could be far worse. I get that. Okay, thank you for calling us.
Just to defend Lauren for a quick second, she is having all the girls over, and she is hosting a sleepover tonight. I just want to, it's not like she's completely not being involved in any kind of way.
There is that. Oh, my gosh, I just totally forgot your name. I have it written down.
Kelsey,
that's right. Obviously, we've got Lauren here. Lauren is saying, I did not go to Six Flags today, the spring break. Because I didn't want to hang out with my kids' friends' moms all day. I feel like I did the wrong thing. I got called a bad mom by my daughter. Did she do the right thing or the wrong thing here?
Well, my opinion is I would have gone. I understand that she said, like, those moms are catty and gossipy, and that is what would have fueled me to go, because I would have wanted my daughter to see me exposed to that cattiness and that childish behavior and see me not participate and be bigger than it.
Okay.
For my children.
A learning
Being
lesson.
Being around people that I don't like is difficult, but it comes down to the behaviors that we're modeling for our children.
Yeah.
So I would have gone, but I completely understand Lauren not wanting to be around women like that, because by the time you're grown and raising children, you don't want that kind of drama, and you certainly don't want that high school mentality.
Right.
But if they're going to have that and they're going to expose my child to it, then I need to be there to show her how to be above that and how to be friends with those people without participating in their drama.
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't even think about it from that perspective. That's a really good point to make.
I mean, Lauren, what do you feel? I mean, all these moms kind of feel like maybe it was the wrong move then, you know, to not...
Well, okay. I appreciate everyone's opinion. I do. I can't do an all-day thing, like, with travel time, like Six Flags.
I feel you on that, yeah.
I guess
I can go to some of the shorter things, events, like if there's a birthday party or, you know, maybe a state park or something.
Yeah.
I can try to tolerate that.
That's a step. That's a step, and I think that's fair.
I think that would probably be nice. That'd probably be a good move, yep.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.